Hiya, and welcome to another Skyrim podcast. In today's podcast, we will be talking about which is the best build for Skyrim. When I say builds, I mean character builds, like mage, thief, archer, warrior, stuff like that. So, we'll start off as the main one. Warrior. My throat's a bit mad today, so. If I don't have COVID, don't worry, but, you know. A bit dry, so, yeah, if you see me coughing, don't worry, I'm alright. So, warrior. So, the warriors, I would say, if you were going to be a warrior, I'd say this is probably your first time playing. Because a warrior is the most, probably the basic, probably build you can have. Because it's just, you know, wielding a sword, not special. So, I mean, obviously, if you think differently, then fair enough. It's your opinion, but, you know. So, we'll start off when you just come out of the carriage and Hadvar says, "Who are you?" So, you've got loads of characters in front of you, you know, different races. So, if you want to be a warrior, I would definitely suggest being a Nord or a Redguard, because a Nord has an advantage in one-handed, and it has an advantage in it also has an advantage in smithing, which is really good if you want to create weapons, armor, and eventually gold. Essentially, you just need gold bricks and the right smithing level. Oh my, now I just need to take a drink. My throat's mad. Right, sorry. Where were we? But, a red guard that has a rather good one-handed level, because they are good warriors. So they're alright. But, obviously, I'm not, you could also be Orc. They are very strong. They are warriors as well, so Orc, being an Orc would be cool. You know, I mean, they're different, people like different stuff, so, warriors. So, what you could, yeah. So I'd suggest probably being a Nord, really. I mean, it's basic, so it'd go with basic sort of warrior sort of setup. So, yeah. So we'll move on to mage. So the mage. So that's just been a high elf, because high elves have a bonus to magicka, because a magicka regenerates quicker. That is their power. And they have it's like 150 magicka to start off with, which is pretty good. But don't forget, if you go down to the torture room, you will go, don't worry. You don't have to kind of search for it. There is a cell, and they will tell you to open the cell, because there's some stuff in it. That's optional, of course, but if you open it, there are novice robes of destruction, with a novice hood, and there is a book of sparks, a potion of magicka, and some gold, which is really cool, and probably a dagger, not sure. So that's good. So, obviously, if you're going to start off as a mage, I'd say just grab that, because it's something, you know, it's a little foothold into the mage world. And don't forget, if you are going to be a mage, don't do any of the quests first. Go to the College of Winterhold, I'd say. Obviously, do the first main, you know, go to places like, you know, do the Bleak Falls Barrow, and just do that stuff for the Jarl, and then go. Usually, then you'll be sorted then. And then they'll give you novice robes, which I'd say just take so you can sell them, because you already have some. But I mean, it's still nice. So if you don't manage to open the door, then just go, and then they'll give you some. So don't worry about that. So yeah, you could also be Breton, because they have magic, and they are also magic users, but they also have a reduction in magic, so they are good for warriors or mages, because they got a 25% reduction to getting magic attacks on themselves. And go to the Temple of Mara and do some quests. Do some miscellaneous ones for handing out leaflets and some other stuff, and reuniting people with like love and stuff. And you get 25% reduction in magicka with the Breton thing as well, so you'll have a 50%. And if you get some sort of amulets and rings, you can get a reduction through there. So eventually you could have 100% reduction to magic. So, and then if you, let's say, have eventually Daedric armor, you'll have 100% reduction to magic, a Daedric sword. So you'll take zero damage from magic, and you'll do triple damage back. So, you know. So I definitely suggest being a Breton, because it's good, but it's, you know, I think there's some reductions in some things, like your magic will be pretty good, but like your sword handling will be pretty, it'll be like 15 or 20 when you start off, so it won't be the best, but you know. But yeah, and last of all, we've got Feith. Now, I'd say being a Feith would be pretty good, because obviously you're sneaky, backstabs, and eventually your backstabs do like 15, like times 15 damage. So, and if your dagger's like a Daedric dagger, you know, and you do damage through gauntlets, then you're really well off. But I mean, like, I'd definitely suggest being a Khajiit, because a Khajiit have naturally stealthiness. So what that means is they have a bonus, so I think it's 25%, no, it's just 25, that you start off with skills on all thieving abilities. You have unarmed claw attacks, which do 15 damage, so that's better than an Orcish Mace, I think, when you start off. So, obviously use your claws when you're starting off, because it's just so good. And if you go join the Thieves Guild, when you go in, there's a guy called, I think he's like Unbeaten or something, and his gloves do like 15 extra damage with unarmed attacks. So 15 plus 15 is 30, so you'll do 30 damage. So that's really good. So I might be wrong, it might not be 15, but you know, 30 damage, maybe. But yeah, I was about to say clear that up then, but I thought, you know, I'd go with Archer as well. I'm going to do an Archer, so I'll just do that now. So an Archer, that is good, because you obviously wield a bow, and if you upgrade the archer skills, if you're in sneak and you're archering, will do pretty good damage. It'll do like 10 times plus your damage, which is always good. So I definitely suggest being a wood elf, because they are the finest archers in Tamriel. But if you always see movies, I'm not going to name them, because someone might like, I don't know if copyright claims and stuff are still in this. But, you know, screw it. Something like Lord of the Rings. that has, like, you know, Legolas. He's, you know, if you go into any wood, like, if you go into the woods, if you watch the movies, then you'll know what I mean, because all of them have bows. So they all, you know, it's kind of makes sense that wood elves would be good archers. So obviously be a wood elf, you know. I think you might get a bit magicka since you are an elf, but not much, so don't count on that. But don't forget to go to the Guardian Stones. Like, if you're a mage, go to the mage. Others are self-explanatory. But ye,
I'd say, if you want to tune your stuff... Excuse me, I was yawning.
If you want to tune your things up, I'd say, go to the guilds. Like, if you're a warrior, go to Yovaska. If you are a mage, go to the Mage College. If you are a thief, go to the Thief Guild. And that's how you get good. This isn't really a glitch, this is just builds. You know, this is just if you're new to Skyrim and you don't know who to pick. But yeah, thanks for listening. I probably won't be posting next week simply because I'm on holiday. But if I get a chance, I will. So just don't count on it, but if I do, it's a bonus. So thanks for listening. Stay tuned, because we will have more stuff coming your way. So thank you, and goodbye, and thanks for listening.